Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2576, 5 Tips for Making Extra Money, Part 1, by Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I have a bit of a longer post, so I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's dive into part one and start optimizing your life. 5 Tips for Making Extra Money, Part 1, by Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. Are you always wishing you could find a way to make extra money? When your budget is tight and it's harder to stretch just for essentials, making extra money can feel like a pipe dream. Where do you find the time and opportunity? Seriously, how can you really go about making extra money? A lot of people would say, get a second job, but that means more hours away from your family and hobbies. And besides, it can be hard if your first job doesn't have a set in stone schedule. Other people might say, ask for a raise. But honestly, even if that works, it's unlikely to bring you in more than an extra 100 or so a month. If you want to make extra money, try turning a hobby into a paying gig. Also, don't let the fear of failure keep you from pursuing money-making ideas. Finally, you'll want to set clear goals and surround yourself with a supportive community of mentors, peers, and friends. Money-making tip number 1, turn a hobby into a paying gig. What's your passion? Do you fly fish, crochet, take photographs, cook, blog? The things you choose to spend your free time on are the things you're passionate about. All you have to do is figure out how to turn that hobby into a money-making business. Here are 4 great ways to do that. Number 1, monetize your blog. Have a passion you blog about? Set yourself up as an affiliate website. You can make extra money by recommending the products you already love. If you blog about products that are sold on Amazon, you can create an Amazon Associates account. That way, every time someone buys an Amazon product using one of your links, you earn a commission. It's really a win-win. Your readers use your knowledge to find dependable and useful products, and you're able to make money too. Products aren't the only thing that you can get paid to recommend on your blog. Tons of software and services companies will pay you a commission for referring traffic their way too. How do you find companies that have affiliate programs? One of the easiest ways is by joining an affiliate network. One word of warning with affiliate marketing though, always put your readers' best interests first. Don't ever recommend a product if you don't truly believe it's the best option for your readers. Not only is that unethical, but you'll eventually lose credibility. And once that happens, you'll no longer have an audience to market to in the first place. Number 2, start an Etsy shop. Is your key to relaxation a pile of yarn and a crochet hook? Come up with some unique designs and sell your wares on Etsy. In fact, just about anything artsy or crafty has a chance to sell well on Etsy. If you do decide to start an Etsy store, it's important to get great pictures of your products. Find a good camera and make sure that the room you use is well lit. A little staging couldn't hurt either. If you sell custom-made pillows, take a picture of them on your bed so customers can get a real sense for what they would look like in their own home. And if you sell art, take pictures of them hung on your wall. Also, make sure to take full advantage of keywords and tags. If you sell purses, for example, mention the color, fabric, or other design specifics. Imagine what your ideal customer would search for and make sure that you include those keywords in your item description. And don't forget that you can sell digital products on Etsy too. For instance, downloadable art, templates, and patterns are all very popular on the platform. Number 3, create an online store. Depending on the type of things you enjoy doing or making, you may want to consider starting your own online store. If you love fly fishing, for instance, try setting up your own fly tying business and sell them online. Starting an online store would involve more upfront work than an Etsy shop, but it could also result in more profit. Plus, if your product or service is niche enough, people may be able to find you with a simple Google search. Are you a fan of retail arbitrage, finding products that have been marked down and reselling them? If so, you may use websites like Amazon or Craigslist to sell your wares. But with an e-commerce store, you may be able to make even more. And number 4, become a freelancer. No matter what you're good at, there's a good chance that someone may be willing to pay you as a freelance for your services. Here are just a few of the skills that lend themselves well to freelancing: writing, editing, bookkeeping, photography, graphic design, web design, data entry, and social media marketing. And freelance virtual assistants are always in high demand. Depending on your job and skill level, you can make great money as a freelancer, possibly even more than you'd make doing the same work as a W-2 employee. To get started, try to connect with other freelancers on social media. Ask questions and learn as much as you can. You may also want to consider taking a course if there are any good ones available. Finally, you may want to list your services on sites like Freelancer, Upwork, Fiverr, or Thumbtack. Money-making tip number 2. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled 5 Tips for Making Extra Money by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Side hustles are a great way to increase income. And if you can find something a bit more stable, I think it helps manage the risk associated with all of your income coming from one employer. We all know we should be diversifying our investments, yet we rarely think about diversifying our income. It was important to me to figure out a side hustle that was energizing and scratched my itch for creative expression. That way, the sole purpose of it wasn't just for additional income. As a matter of fact, hosting this podcast is my first side hustle. It was a great opportunity because I already spend time reading personal finance blogs, so it's not like I needed to find extra time to do this. And it really complements other things I do for creative expression, like the Economy Conference, which is an event I produce about financial independence. If you're short on time or still figuring out what you could do that would be energizing rather than draining, it could make more sense to invest more time into figuring out how to decrease your expenses and increase your income with your current employer, or by finding a new full-time job that pays more. For me personally, I optimized these two things first before I branched out into side hustle territory. But whatever you decide, just remember, there are no right or wrong answers here. There are endless ways you can increase your income, reduce your expenses, and invest the gap. And we all have unique circumstances, skills, and preferences to consider and leverage on our path to financial freedom. But that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day and a great start to your weekend. And I'll see you on the Saturday show tomorrow, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.